this political coliseum, we slay the rising beast with the fateful sword of truth that transcends hypocrisy and censorship. It's time to unleash yourself from the tyrants of media propaganda on the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network. This is Unleashed, the Political News Hour.
Unleashed with Chris Michaels on the America Out Loud Network. If you've been feeling kind of funny lately, well, just make sure that you go over to the America Out Loud shop, where you can find plenty of supplements to make you feel better and support companies that are worth your time. So head on over there, because I've been hearing a lot of people feeling slightly under the weather. So now's a good time to shop up. Now, we have America going through a lot of changes, specifically on the gender front and Title IX. But before that, NPR is going through its own pains. Catherine Marr, CEO of NPR, she is now under a lot of fire. Why? Because she is the epitome of woke Democrat. She has let go a whistleblower over at NPR, Berliner, who, she didn't let go of him. She suspended him without pay for, I believe, 6 or 7 days, and he ended up putting in his resignation. Why did she do that? Well, he came out and said that at the DC editorial board, there were 87 Democrats. Well, there are only 87 board members. Don't you think that that is a homogenized point of view? And he said, what about diversity of thought? He originally blew the whistle internally, like you are supposed to do. And then he went over to the media, and ultimately he blew the whistle publicly, something that a lot of corporations and businesses frown upon, which is why he got the reaction that he did. A lot of people started to dig up dirt on Ms. Marr, the new CEO. She's been on TED Talks. She's been on various woke platforms. Her father was an executive over at Goldman Sachs. Her mother is a big-time politician in Connecticut state politics. So, as a Democrat, of course. So what do you think she would be like in a role with any kind of power? So if you go on over to X, Josh Walkos, W-A-L-K-O-S, he did a little bit of a summary for us. So even though she is only a mere 41 years old, Ms. Marr received her bachelor's degree in Middle Eastern and Islamic Studies at NYU, studied Arabic language at the American University in Cairo, and also at, I'm not going to pronounce this, a French institute in Damascus, Syria. So if you know anything about diplomacy, which I did some studies in it, I was going to do a career, actually, in diplomacy. One of those prerequisites is that you have to learn French. French is the language of diplomacy. So she did that. She previously worked at Stanford University as a lecturer on ethics. She is a non-resident senior fellow at the Atlantic Council's Digital Forensic Research Lab. Well, that makes a lot of sense, being that she was an executive officer and executive director over at the Wikimedia Foundation. She is an appointed member of the U.S. Department of State's Foreign Affairs Policy Board, and she advises the Secretary of State. She served as an advocacy strategy and communications director for the international digital rights organization called Access Now. She was an information and communications director at the World Bank. She was an ICT program officer at National Democratic Institute. She was innovation and communication officer at UNICEF, where she was a founding member of the UNICEF innovation team. Now, say that 5 times fast, I dare you. She is a team member over at the Council on Foreign Relations, a World Economic Forum Young Global Leader, a security fellow at the Truman National Security, on and on we can go. Now, all of what I read you, what do you think her position is going to be whenever she gains a new title. It is going to be extremely woke. It is going to be the World Economic Forum point of view. It is going to be the very globalist angle that people like you and me detest. Especially if you're listening to the America Out Loud Network, you're probably well-versed on the dangers of following along with the World Economic Forum policies they're trying to implement across the globe. Being a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, the young leaders, young global leader over at the World Economic Forum, she is dyed in the wool. And you are never, ever, ever going to hear a Democrat criticize her. Why? Because they're all tied together. They're all singing from the same songbook. But thankfully, knowing how well-connected she is, you can also imply, because we're critical thinkers, that she is more than likely someone along the same lines as a Hunter Biden or one of Pelosi's offspring, one of Mitch McConnell's offspring. In other words, she is more than likely working with the CIA or some other intelligence agency that deals with foreign affairs. You don't get to those positions of power, and you don't get to have those kinds of titles and study in the places that you've studied, and also have a father that was a Goldman Sachs exec and a mother that's a Connecticut politician, unless you've got those intel connections either domestically or foreign. So this is why this person is such a danger. She doesn't speak for Americans. She speaks for the individuals that want to subjugate America and want to tear up its constitution. And being that she is going to be in charge of something like NPR, then she is only going to more than likely abuse her position of power and continue with the stream of wokeness that we all cannot stand. Thankfully, Representative Jim Banks from Indiana has introduced the Defund NPR Act to pull federal funds from National Public Radio, and hopefully this will get somewhere. Because you've got Ms. Maher bragging about how censorships are necessary, especially at Wikipedia, because the problem is that truth is a distraction, which is getting, and this is her words, getting in the way of getting things done. My, my, you could put that on a greeting card. And, well, she describes herself as someone with cis white mobility privilege. And, well, obviously, she is one of those self-hating cis white people. Do you think that a place like NPR, which is supposed to be fair and balanced, would enjoy somebody like that? Yes. But do you think the American taxpayer should fund anything close to that kind of rhetoric? Absolutely not. The other issue is that a lot of funding that goes to NPR actually comes from, quote-unquote, people like you and me. That's the other problem here. Who is donating to NPR? How much are they donating? Is there some kind of pay-for-play influence-peddling game that is going on behind closed doors? I would suspect yes. And it's these woke policies that are extremely dangerous to this country, not only as an American citizen, but as a human being in general. Just look at what Joseph Biden has done and his administration, or if you listen to James O'Keefe, it's actually Mr. Zeinst in the background pulling all the strings. They are messing around with Title IX. Title IX is all about making sure that we understand what it is to be an American, and it would allow us to engage in a kind of society that makes sure that, well, men don't go into women's locker rooms and bathrooms. This new guideline that Joseph Biden has put into place. This is according to Riley Gaines, by the way. She's a swimmer. Men can take academic and athletic scholarships from women, so they can apply for that. Because basically, what under this new rewrite under with Title IX, it is now not biological men and women, it is your gender identity. So we all know how dubious that claim can be. Men will have full access to bathrooms, locker rooms, and so on. Men could be housed in dorm rooms with women. Students and faculty must compel their speech by requiring the use of preferred pronouns. Now, a lot of people could say, well, this just only applies to colleges and universities. Well, the big problem is that no, the Biden administration is applying these kinds of rules through K through 12. In other words, kindergarten all the way up through being a senior in high school. You're now going to have all genders use all locker rooms, and it's only because they are claiming that is what they identify as. These woke policies, we've had quite enough of them. And I'll be back. We're going to get into how Speaker Johnson has decided to betray this country by rolling over for Democrat policies. This is Unleashed with Chris Michaels on the America Out Loud.
You've all heard Dr. McCullough and others share over and over the value of keeping your sinuses cleansed. It's a smart move all year, but even more so when we're cooped up inside. It's not really open for debate any longer. Those that live smart and live well pay attention to nasal and oral hygiene. Cofix RX has just the tools for the job with our nasal and throat cleanse. Click the Cofix RX banner on AmericaOutloud.shop to get 20% off your entire order. That's right, AmericaOutloud.shop. Use coupon code OUTLOUD. That's coupon code OUTLOUD for 20% off your entire order.
Use Cofix RX because it works.
58 million people suffer from joint aches and stiffness in the U.S. every day. Ignoring chronic joint discomfort can affect mobility and your quality of life. Advanced nutrition company, Healthy Cell, created Joint Health and Mobility to support connective tissue, joint lubrication, and reduce joint irritation with curcumin, omega-3, chondroitin, glucosamine, and hyaluronic acid for joint comfort and flexible range of motion. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with clinically proven ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients. You would need to take 11 pills to get the same amount of nutrients in each gel pack. And these great-tasting gels come in a small packet. Tear off the top, shoot it down, or mix it in water. It's 100% drug-free joint support. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com, code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
Chris Michaels for Unleashed on the America Out Loud Network. All of you out there that thought that Speaker Johnson was going to be the one that corrects all the wrongs, the individual that rights the ship after the atrocious speakership of McCarthy, well, think that no longer. We now know that Speaker Johnson is just as much of a spineless, I would even say, anti-American Republican. He is a rollover Republican because he, quote-unquote, compromises with the other side. Rush Limbaugh used to bring that up all the time. Did you ever notice that? The Democrats never have to waver on any of their policies, and they get a gold star from the media time and again. But the only way for the Republicans to earn any kind of respect in the mainstream media is to bow to Democrat policies and negotiate on their own. Speaker Johnson did just that. He passed a $95 billion aid package for the Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. And do you know what kind of package he passed for the average American, whether that's the border, gas prices, infrastructure, or maybe just doing something to help the job situation for native-born Americans? He did absolutely nothing. On Saturday, they passed these bills that would help drag on these forever wars Think about it. Do you think that the Ukraine would be in the situation that it is in right now? No matter what the mainstreams tell you, Ukraine is not doing very well. And we don't know where the money is going, because this $61 billion that is being sent off, no audits will be performed on it. Do we know, as an American citizen, as a taxpayer, where this money is going to end up? I would say, in my humble opinion, at least 30% of it will be lining the pockets of various Ukrainian politicians like Zelensky and his cabinet. I would also suspect that most of that money will be laundered back to the United States in one form or another, either to politicians in offshore accounts or just straight to industry like Boeing, Northrop Grumman, and so on. Speaker Johnson, in order to get this through, decided to cut a deal with the Democrats. According to Bloomberg, Foreign Affairs Chairman Michael McCaul, he's a Texas Republican, by the way. He's one of the more atrocious people to follow. "We cannot be afraid of our shadows. We must be strong. We have to do what's right." Oh, yes. And that is to start more wars across the planet and create discord exponentially. Democrats and some Republicans, according to Bloomberg, waved Ukrainian flags during the vote, a rare moment of bipartisanship in a bitterly and narrowly divided House. How would you like this? What do you think, as an American voter, as a taxpayer, when an overwhelming majority of our elected officials decide to start waving flags of another country all throughout the chambers for voting for a massive, basically, handout despite our wishes? How many American voters would support such a measure as to be giving tens of billions of dollars to foreign countries and not giving a single dime to any of us to help us in any way? I'll even go so far as to say, I don't even need any of your money. How about just holding the other side accountable to their crimes? Just like Joseph Biden. What is he doing with all of those secret documents? How about holding these judges accountable, these attorneys generals accountable for all of their extremely dubious legal arguments against Donald Trump? I'd settle for that. But they won't do it. They just won't do it. Speaker Johnson essentially gave up control as a Republican speaker and went, the Democrats, they are going to be allowed to do whatever it is that they want to do. Marjorie Taylor Greene was in a tizzy. She said Ukraine is not even a member of NATO. Nothing is done to secure our border or reduce the debt. And she even tried to go down another road. She essentially said, I think she actually introduced a piece of legislation, according to Axios. There was a measure in this bill that she tried to get in there. Any member of Congress who votes in favor of this act shall be required to conscript in the Ukrainian military. Now, obviously, something like that isn't going to get through, nor would it be enforced. If you want to fund the endless foreign wars, she says, you should have to go fight in them. That's why I'm introducing an amendment that would require any member of Congress who votes for the multi-billion dollar Ukraine supplemental to enlist in Ukraine's military. At least she made some kind of Pyrrhic attempt at accountability, but it won't stop anybody. It won't stop the foreign wars. Because Speaker Johnson, as we all know now, doesn't have any real spine. He is more than willing to work with the Democrats. Why do you think that is? It's because Speaker Johnson is showing himself to be an old school Republican, a George Bush style Republican, one that compromises. Speaker Johnson even said that he was happy that this was about to happen. We look forward to every member voting their conscience and their desire. And that is exactly how this process is supposed to work and how the House is supposed to operate. So we're happy to provide a rules bill that will allow this funding. Notice he says that the individuals in Congress should vote their conscience and their desire. What kind of desires do the members of Congress have, knowing that they can legally perform insider trading, where they can buy and sell stocks based upon the knowledge that they have about legislation going through and being voted upon? It's not the desires of the American taxpayer. It's not the desires of the basic American citizen and voter. It is the desire of the upper crusters, the 1%, that they stand to make much more money than you and I could ever make in 1 year. These people do not speak for us. They only speak for their donors. And their donors are the big agriculture industry, the big pharma industry, the big war industry. That's the biggest one. How do you think this issue in the Ukraine, the issue in Gaza, and soon to be a major issue in Taiwan, is going to pan out if America continues to fund these kinds of escalations? When Biden first came into office, immediately the mainstream media was talking about a nuclear war in the Ukraine and elsewhere. In a matter of months, we went from not even thinking about going nuclear on anybody or somebody going nuclear on us to, oh, we are now at the brink. And you've seen the massive escalation taking place on all sides. The Biden administration does nothing for Americans. Nothing. They violate their oaths of office. And more so, they don't care about your privacy. Let's go back to the U.S. Constitution for a moment. You know, that little document that the left doesn't like to acknowledge because they said it was written so many years ago that it is just outdated. Oh, the Fourth Amendment, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. In other words, if you do something wrong, or if law enforcement or the government suspects you of doing something wrong, in order for them to search your home, search your property, they need a warrant. But, once again, Speaker Johnson thumbs his nose at such things. Because FISA 702 was extended, ironically enough, on Patriots Day of 2024. So what is FISA 702 all about? FISA 702 basically allows the government to hoover up your data, your digital data. Technically, it's only supposed to be large infrastructure corporations like a Google, like an AT&T, or a Verizon that is forced to give the government the data that they seek. But under this new bill, it is completely different. The one change in FISA 702 that is going to be the biggest impact is this. They are now forcing any business, or any individual that provides you Wi-Fi to provide your data to the government. It's not just Verizon. It's not just Google anymore. It could be your local Starbucks. It could be your landlord if they provide you Wi-Fi. It essentially means that all data that you leave in a digital format is now being stored, potentially, but de facto yes. What's even worse is that it completely violates the Fourth Amendment. The government does not need a warrant to do that. That's how damaging this all is. The Senate voted to authorize this kind of violation. They can look at your papers, emails, electronic data records, cell phone calls, text messages, buying habits, sext messages, if you're into that kind of thing, social media posts. So now it's extremely dangerous to say things that the government and the official narrative runs counter to. So it could be that someone like me or anyone else on the America Out Loud network could find ourselves in hot water for saying not only what we think, but what we've researched. For our opinions, for our implications, for our inferences, we could now be on a watch list. And that watch list is going to be extremely damaging to this country. Even though you had people like Democrat Senator Ron Wyden coming out against FISA 702, guess what? It still went through. The Democrats all in on it. Republicans, you have no doubt that they were allowed to get this through. Once again, we see that you and I don't matter. Our rights don't matter. Our opinions don't matter. If our opinions and rights did matter, we wouldn't have tens of billions or over $100 billion going to places like the Ukraine with zero auditing. It would actually be spent domestically. It would actually help American citizens get a better way of life. But these people don't care. They would rather vote through warrantless wiretapping, a violation of their oath of office. So how do we counter all of this? We have to start barraging these people, emails, text messages, phone calls, about how outrageous they are. And once again, you won't have any support from the mainstream media. Don't even look to Fox News. Look to places like the America Out Loud Network. Because we know that Fox News is riddled with Never Trump Republicans, George Bush Republicans, rollover Republicans, and MSNBC and CNN, ABC, CBS, any other acronyms that I've missed. They are all in the tank for the World Economic Forum types like that CEO from NPR. I tried to get as many as many initials in there as I possibly could. But once again, the Republicans, if they are caught negotiating their principles and why and betraying the voter on why they got into office, then the Democrats come out in high praise, like Chuck Schumer. In the nick of time, bipartisanship has prevailed here in the Senate. It wasn't easy. People had many different views. But we all know one thing. Letting FISA expire would have been dangerous. It's an important part of our national security to stop acts of terror, drug trafficking, and violent extremism. Thank you all to Senate colleagues on both sides of the aisle, yada, 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 etc., etc. My advice to Chuck Schumer is, one, get out of office. Two, stop wearing your glasses at the tip of your nose. You look idiotic. But this, the important part of our national security is to stop acts of terror. Really? How many cases of terror have we seen make the public eye, and how many of those have been stopped? The last time I checked, we've seen plenty of domestic terror from individuals on the trans side of the spectrum. Drug trafficking, it's the worst it's ever been. We've been hearing stories since Biden took office, since Trump was in office. China makes the fentanyl, Mexico refines it and traffics it into America. From where? From the southern border. Who's making money on that deal? And then violent extremism. As far as I know, the only violent extremists in America are sitting in D.C. by supporting these countless wars. These bills that only go to exacerbate and aggravate other countries across the planet. But why are they like this? Why are all of these politicians so hell-bent on violating our rights and creating more mayhem across the globe? And I think Tucker Carlson went, when he went on Joe Rogan, hit it right on the head. Members of Congress, he says, are terrified of the intel agencies. I'm not guessing at that. They've told me that, including people who run the Intel Committee. Carlson continues by saying, I said to somebody, a very powerful person the other day, in a conversation in my kitchen, an elected official holds a really senior position. But I was like, all these people are controlled. They've all got weird sex lives. Hello, Michael Avenatti. Or E. Jean Carroll. And all these things they're hiding. And they're being blackmailed by the intel agencies. And he said, I'm quoting, I know. I was like, okay, so at this point, we're just sort of admitting that's real. Like, why do we allow that to continue? Now, there's another clip where he also mentions that the intel agencies are not afraid to plant child pornography on people's computers. Yes, the intel agencies have that ability. And for intel forensics groups, the intel agencies do have the ability to make it look like the person that they planted this porn on, their computer, they can make it look like that person did in fact download it on their own. So we are not being run here, and I do think Mr. Carlson is right on this one. We're not being run here by people with any sort of morality. We are being run by these rogue intel agencies, these fascistic agencies that only want to see these wars continue. They are only in place to create more mayhem. They need a type of mindset being instilled across this country that is completely homogenized. There's always the barbarians at the gate. Just beyond the horizon is the enemy. We need to fight them over there so that we don't fight them over here. And that's the real story of politics in this day and age. It's not the politicians that make the policies. It's interest groups, lobbying groups, and those groups are being run and funded by these intel agencies through various shell companies. Big pharma, big agriculture, big war is all involved in that too, in one form or another. You can even go to the mainstream media, where they try to influence you through Operation Mockingbird-style rhetoric. Operation Mockingbird, if you don't know what that is. Old, old operation where essentially the CIA plants its reporters in front of you, and it makes them look as though they are true journalists, when in fact, they are just spouting propagandized, essentially, lies that the intel agencies want to make sure you believe in. So are these politicians being blackmailed? If you're elected into office, do you really have a say? I suspect he's right. Mr. Carlson, that is. It would also lend credence to Marjorie Taylor Greene's statements that Speaker Johnson has been compromised and is being blackmailed. Now, what kind of skeletons she may be referring to, we can only take a guess at. Nothing else makes sense. Nothing else makes sense about all of these politicians not being able to show any spine. Why do they always kowtow to the World Economic Forum policies or the draconian policies that we see here in the United States, such as the FISA issue. It's not going to stop unless we do something about it. I've always made the mention that whatever you see in the UK and Europe is going to start slowly bleeding over here into the United States. And from vigilantnews.com, this comes from England. Gentleman posted something on social media. He said, Christians need to stand up. Now, there are a lot of implications that could be made from that statement. He was essentially referring to what happened in Australia, where that Orthodox rabbi, Marmari Emmanuel, was stabbed many times by an individual when he was giving, I don't know if it's a sermon or not, but he was speaking. How about that? And because of this, police officers and a mental health professional showed up to his home, barged in, and started to ask him questions about why he posted this, what his intentions were, and so on. These are Gestapo tactics. You're constantly being monitored. If you thought Nazi Germany was bad, just you wait until these people start enacting the real policies here. And then if you factor in artificial intelligence making the rulings and creating even more policies and determining your guilt before any questions are even asked, then it is over with. This is the dangerous road that they've set us down, and we need to wake up. Everybody. It's not just voting, because voting can be extremely tumultuous, especially since you are voting on an electronic device that is hooked up via Wi-Fi. Think about this even further. Is there any reason why they would push through FISA 702 during an election year where the main Republican opponent happens to be Donald Trump? Remember the FISA courts back through 2016, 17, 18, 19, 20, when Donald Trump was president? Remember how they abused their positions of power to tap into everything Donald Trump and all of his allies were speaking about behind closed doors? Think about that, but think about that 1,000 times worse with this new way FISA 702 can be implemented all across these United States.
When God, through His grace and mercy, gave us free will of the people was to live freely. To that end, we fight for the liberty of all at a time when global tyranny threatens us as never before in mankind's history. This vision is manifest at AmericaOutloud.news, a site for all who cherish free will and freedom. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Take action today. Visit HealRight.com/OutLoud or AmericaOutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
The Wellness Company shares your values and fights for medical freedom. They put patients before profits and follow medical science, not political science like doctors on the left. Their chief medical board, which includes Dr. Peter McCullough, are the makers of the incredible American-made high-quality spike formula. If you worry about spike proteins, go to twc.health and use promo code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount. Once again, that's twc.health, promo code OUTLOUD.
ASEA believes that inside each of us is the potential to feel our very best. Our redox-based products tap into reserves within you to power your personal well-being. Make our breakthrough products an essential step in fulfilling your greatest potential. ASEA, we power potential. For exclusive savings, use code OUTLOUD to save 15% off your first order today.
This is Unleashed with Chris Michaels on the America Out Loud Network, and we are rounding out the fastest hour in podcasting and radio ever right now. So if any of you out there are stuck with trying to lose some weight, the next big fad is supposed to be Ozempic. Ozempic is taking over Hollywood by storm. And the New York Post had an article that showed the effects of people that have been taking Ozempic. What is it supposed to do? It's supposed to be an appetite. Well, it does that too. It suppresses your desire for appetizers. An appetite suppressant. And through that, you're supposed to just shed the pounds away. Well, if you take a look at some of these photos in the New York Post article, well, these individuals, they don't look too healthy. They reference Jessica Simpson. Her eyes look sunken in, looks like bags underneath them as well. Her cheeks are just sallow, and it looks as though the only remaining pockets of flesh are her cheeks and lips, because of the fillers that she's gotten through plastic surgery over the years. She looks nothing like the person that she was years ago when she first started out. Same thing with John Goodman. And now he claims, you know, from the guy from Roseanne, for anybody that remembers that sitcom, he looks just not well. He looks sickly. And then look at Miss Osborne, Ozzy Osborne's wife, and she just looks atrocious as well. Now, what is Ozempic to begin with? Well, I hate to tell everybody this, but it is a type 2 diabetes medication. Now, why would anybody not use this medication in the way that it is intended? I thought we are supposed to pay attention to doctor's orders, and we're only supposed to obey whatever it is that Big Pharma tells us is truthful. From Adrienne Webster back in December of 2023, what happens if you take Ozempic when you don't need it? And of course, her findings include pancreatitis, vision changes, hypoglycemia, kidney problems, allergic reactions, thyroid tumors, gallbladder problems, and a myriad of other adverse events. So once again, we are seeing the effects of Big Pharma influencing everybody else out there and pushing this kind of experiment on the public at large. So this allows Big Pharma, and by default, insurance companies and so on, to make oodles of cash. Because once these side effects start taking place, then you're going to need to take other medications to counter all of the adverse events that you're currently experiencing. And then wouldn't you know it, all of that medication reacts with itself and each other to make brand new adverse events which require more medication. They want you hooked. Big Pharma only treats the side effects, never treats the symptoms. Why would we need type 2 diabetes medicine to enhance weight loss? Why don't you go for a walk? Why don't you watch what you eat? Hey, I'll pass on the sheet cake. No thanks, I don't need the chocolate bonbons. Maybe it requires some self-restraint. Maybe it requires some accountability. How come all of the media and celebrities don't promote that kind of behavior? They only propose being more gluttonous, being more narcissistic, being more hedonistic. They want a society that isn't ruled by any sort of moral compass. They want everybody acting on impulse. They don't want any kind of standards, unless it's their own debauched standards. Hello, Democrats. The Biden Education Secretary, Miguel Cardona, is doing just this. He's going after one of the largest Christian universities in the United States, if not the largest. This is from Eric Lundrum from American Greatness. Now, you'll love the reason why Mr. Cardona decides to go after Grand Canyon University. He is declaring that they are a predatory for-profit school. And we are cracking down, according to him, not only to shut them down, but to send a message to not prey on students. Really? A predatory for-profit school? I'm pretty sure that you can dump all of the colleges and universities into that category, Mr. Cardona, don't you think? How much does it cost to send a kid through college? How much does it cost per year? They're getting tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of loans saddled with them right out of college. I was one of the, well, I'm not going to lie, I didn't have very many loans. I only had a $10,000 loan by the time I left college. And I paid it back, by the way. And where's my tax credit for doing so? All of these colleges out there now, due to the federal government, are essentially for profit. How many times have you heard that your kid needs the 45th edition of a book that their professor wrote because they changed a paragraph on page 267? That is also part of the equation. So Mr. Cardona said you have shiny brochures and a great commercial, but the product is not worth the paper it's written on. We have students graduating $60,000 to $70,000 in debt, only eligible for jobs making under $30,000. That, to me, is unacceptable. Mr. Cardona, take a look at almost every single college and university in the United States today. You will find the same exact situation. Mr. Cardona, why don't you promote courses and degrees in areas that actually have a job to land into once these kids graduate? Don't tell me that women's studies, philosophy, political science, don't tell me that those degrees amount to a hill of beans anywhere you go, no matter what college you graduate from. It doesn't. They're also claiming that GCU lied about the true costs of its doctoral program. And the reason why they're going after this is, we can imply here, is that this college is extremely Christian. They don't want that kind of study going on here. They want the utter separation of religion and college university. They're also going down, GCU is appealing all of this. Our next course of action after the decision would be to enforce another appeal within the department because of the federal student aid program. They're determining that GCU is lying about everything. Officials continue to make derogatory and inflammatory public statements that are legally and factually incorrect and not shared by any of the other 27 regulatory and accrediting bodies that oversee GCU. So this is what's the real problem here. They want the obliteration of Christian values. Meanwhile, it doesn't matter what goes on in the streets of America. We see all of these pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas protests everywhere you go. Now, me, personally, I don't care what you do. You go out there, you say what you like, no matter how ridiculous I think it is. Because that's what it is to be an American and live in America. I always look at who's funding these kinds of protests. We're finding out it's the George Soros types. And the George Soros types are also helping these individuals get out of hot water via attorneys generals and funding their lawsuits and defenses. But we have to look at the larger picture here. Education across America is being influenced. We see it with these professors. We see it with the graduates. We see it through DEI and what many corporations across the United States are now enforcing through their human resources departments. We're seeing in all of the government agencies, the FBI, the Department of Justice, CIA, and so on, extremely left-leaning, if not outright Bolshevik policies being enacted by Bolsheviks themselves. They only hire individuals from approved schools, and those approved schools shove extremely leftist policies, rhetoric, and philosophies down the throats of these kids, and these kids, I hate to say it, despite the fact of them being adults, are far too malleable to make heads or tails of how they are being hoodwinked. But there's something else here, and I've made this conjecture plenty of times. Somebody, somewhere, is manipulating the minds of these students. It starts in kindergarten, it goes throughout first grade, high school, and so on, and right through college, and before you know it, you've completely reformed society in this new mindset. Somebody, I would suspect, has compromised the agencies of the United States, the politicians, the state politicians, the local politicians, the school boards. And it's appearing as though, according to the College Fix, that it is China doing this. They found out that the Chinese government, over the past 10 years, have entered into American universities $2.3 billion worth of contracts, specifically within higher education. You're talking about colleges. Now, why would a foreign government want to do something like that? These contracts focus on agricultural research regarding orange crops, according to the Wall Street Journal, trainings for airline pilots, medical trials for tumor treatments, drug development, and so on. 2,900 contracts have been uncovered between 2012 and 24 between Chinese businesses and about 200 U.S. public colleges and universities in all 50 states. Now, this is something that we need to look into because we all know how Americans work. Americans have a pay-for-play mindset. Somebody with deep pockets dumps a pile of money on the doorstep of some college and says, "Here, I want you to have it. Oh, and by the way, this is what I'm interested in researching." And the colleges are more than happy to oblige. That, my friends, is essentially pay for play. And these colleges will continue to garner reimbursement from these wealthy individuals or businesses. And these businesses will continue to say, "We want research in this direction. We want research in that direction." The colleges have a vested interest to sway a certain way, to influence their students in the policies and the foundations that their donors want to see instilled in society once these kids graduate. And when you see a country that views the United States as a competitor influence these colleges and universities in the way that it has been, to the tune of tens of billions of dollars, then you have to start taking a look at all of this. Is there something else afoot? Is that the reason why we're seeing this massive push for socialized policies, for Bolshevik and communist-style policies? Is this the reason why so many agencies within the federal government hate somebody like Donald Trump? Somebody that isn't afraid to do things well within his power, to further the idea of capitalism and American exceptionalism. Is this the reason why we're seeing America crumble time and time again in the face of adversity? And is also this the reason why Donald Trump is in such hot water? And I'll leave you with this one. Does everybody remember Judge Engoron? The judge that laid out the $450 million pile of trash at Trump's feet. Well, there was a group that decided to support Donald Trump because that $454 million bond that Trump supposedly had to come up with was reduced to $175 million, and Trump was able to successfully find a company to work with. LA-based Knight Specialty Insurance Company, KCIS, is doing business with Trump. They've aligned themselves with him. They are doing whatever it is they can do. Judge Engoron is saying that, well, we don't believe that KCIS has the ability to operate in New York State. And also, he thinks, Engoron, now you have to factor in that Engoron doesn't pay attention to facts. He only pays attention to what he has to pay attention to punish Donald Trump. And that's how you ended up with Mar-a-Lago being valued at $18 million. I suggest that Judge Engoron goes over to Zillow and look at the property worth of the properties that are neighboring Mar-a-Lago and see if they're worth a little bit more than $18 million. So even though KCIS is able to operate within New York State, according to its president, Amit Shah, that's not stopping Judge Engoron from saying nay. And if that's what he thinks, the real sour part of all of this is that Judge Engoron is determining the validity of KCIS operating in New York on a case that Judge Engoron ruled on. You have the criminal investigating the crime. Judge Engoron is determining whether or not the defendant in a case that he oversaw can obtain a bond from a company that is legally allowed to operate within New York State. We can all assume which way Judge Engoron is going to lean. And this is why the Democrats are going after Donald Trump so hard. It's because the Biden administration doesn't have a thing to run on. Zero policy. So their campaign strategy is lawfare against their major political opponent. That's going to be it for me. It's Unleashed with Chris Michaels on the America Out Loud Network. Do not touch the dial. Stay where you are for more brilliant programming on the America Out Loud Network.